Learning English helps me talk about my struggles.
SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands, and waterways throughout Australia. Hi, my name is Nikki, and like all of you, I've gone through my own struggles or challenges, both big and small. I've learned that whatever my struggles are, it's always good to be able to talk to someone about them. In this episode, we'll learn phrases you can use to support someone or ask for help yourself. Talking about problems can be hard to do. For some people, finding someone they can trust can be difficult, especially when it comes to uncomfortable issues. Let's listen to a conversation between friends Claire and Alan. Claire is going through struggles, but finds it difficult to talk to Alan about them.
Claire, is there anything wrong? I've noticed you've been a bit withdrawn lately.
No, nothing's wrong. I'm okay.
You know I care about you a lot, right?
I do, but I don't feel like talking about it.
No pressure. When you're ready to talk, I'll be here.
Alan felt that something was not right with Claire, so he starts a conversation with her by saying,
I've noticed you've been a bit withdrawn lately.
To be withdrawn means to not want to communicate with other people. Whilst Alan thinks that something might be wrong, Claire says that she's okay. Alan then says these kind words to make sure she feels comfortable to talk.
You know I care about you a lot, right?
These words are very simple, but are very important to say. When a friend or a family member doesn't want to talk about what they are feeling, it's always good to remind them how much you care about them. Saying these kind words will make them feel like they can trust you with their problems. Other ways of saying you care could be, I'm concerned about you. Or, I love you very much, so I worry about you. Although Alan shows his care for her, Claire still says that she's not ready to talk. And yes, that's okay. Alan understands that Claire doesn't want to talk and says,
No pressure. When you're ready to talk, I'll be here.
When someone says, no pressure, it means that there is no need to do something right away. Alan assures Claire that she doesn't need to tell him now about what she's feeling, but that when she is ready, he will be there for her with kindness and empathy. There is another word that is similar to empathy. That word is sympathy. What exactly is the difference between the two? To have empathy means to be able to understand what someone is going through and to be able to share their feelings. To have sympathy means to simply observe and accept that someone is struggling. Both are good things to feel. However, there is more closeness and warmth in empathy. With empathy, you're showing the other person that you can feel what they are feeling and that you understand them. In this next scenario, Alan speaks to Claire with empathy.
I'm sorry I've been shutting you off lately. I just haven't felt like myself.
It's okay, I understand. We all go through struggles.
It just feels like my world is falling apart. I lost my job and my partner left me. It's all too much.
Oh, I'm sorry you're going through this. I know how hard it is to open up. So thank you for trusting me. I wish I could make things better.
Thanks for being such a good friend, Alan.
Of course. I'm always a shoulder to cry on. You're strong and you'll get through this. But when things get a bit too much and you need support, I'm always here for you.
True friends are there for each other, even when times are tough. Claire first apologizes to Alan, saying,
I'm sorry I've been shutting you off lately. I just haven't felt like myself.
To shut someone off means to not communicate with them. She says that she hasn't been feeling like herself. This means that she hasn't been feeling well lately, or she hasn't been behaving like she usually does. Alan assures her that it's okay, and that
we all go through struggles.
By saying this, Alan is empathizing with Claire. It shows that he understands her because, like everyone else, he also has times when he is struggling. Claire says,
it just feels like my world is falling apart.
When someone says that their world is falling apart, it means that they are going through something so difficult and serious that their whole life has changed. Can you remember what things were difficult and serious for Claire? She lost her job and her partner left her. I think that if this happened to me, I'd probably also say,
it's all too much.
It's all too much. It's an expression you can say when things get overwhelming, meaning to feel like too much when bad things are just happening all at once. After learning of her struggles, Alan says these three things to show her empathy and care.
I'm so sorry you're going through this. I know how hard it is to open up, so thank you for trusting me.
To open up means to communicate more.
I wish I could make things better.
These are such kind words to show that you are there for those you care about. You could also say, it's okay to be scared or sad. I'm sorry you're hurting. Or, I feel awful imagining what you're going through. Claire thanks Alan for being a good friend, and Alan responds,
I'm always a shoulder to cry on.
A shoulder to cry on is someone who is willing to listen and be there for someone who is having a difficult time. He says,
you're strong and you'll get through this. But when things get a bit too much and you need support, I'm always here for you.
Alan shows kindness by reassuring her that she is strong and that he is there for her. When you reassure someone, you make them feel comfortable with their decisions. Claire is lucky to have Alan. But what if there's no one you trust enough to talk with about your struggles? Or what if you need more professional help? Fortunately, in Australia, you can talk with a doctor, mental health professional, and even call a mental health hotline for support. A hotline is a special phone number set up for a specific reason. There are different hotlines you can call depending on the situation you are in. If you're depressed, meaning you are feeling constantly unhappy, or even going through abuse in the home, which we will discuss later in this episode. If you haven't reached out for professional help before, you may not know how to start the conversation. You don't need to worry. Just imagine you are talking to a trusted friend. Listen to these examples for things you might say.
I've been going through a rough patch lately.
A rough patch is a difficult situation.
I feel so out of depth with work, and I've been struggling with my personal life.
To be out of depth means to be in a situation that is beyond your capabilities or understanding.
I've been feeling so depressed and anxious.
While depressed means to constantly feel unhappy, to feel anxious means to feel worried or uneasy. There can be times that you feel only one of these feelings or both of them at the same time.
I need support.
These three words are powerful and will help get you the support you need. There are many things that can cause us to struggle, such as work, money, and failing relationships. But what if you're struggling because of abuse and violence that you are experiencing at home. How do you ask for support? Where do you turn? Here with me today is Edenelle Magdibay from SBS Filipino, whom I worked with on Breaking Our Silence, a podcast series on domestic violence. Hi, Edenelle.
Hi, Nikki. Thanks for having me today to talk about this very difficult but important issue. We went through tough conversations, didn't we? But I could only imagine how much harder it was for our interviewees to talk about their experiences.
Yes, very true. Do you remember some of the ways you were able to gain their trust and to get them to open up?
It was important to show empathy, to show them that we weren't only reporting on their stories, but that we cared. Some of the things I said were, "I know how hard it is for you to open up, so thank you for trusting me." And, "I wish I could make things better."
Also, we didn't push. If they weren't ready to talk yet, we waited and said, "No pressure. When you're ready to talk, we'll be here."
Yes, I think us doing that series with empathy was also life-changing for us. For me now, whenever I go through rough patches or I feel out of depth, I remember the strength of our interviewees.
Same here. If you're listening today and you're struggling with abuse in the home, please know that you can ask for help. We hope this episode has helped you learn how to ask for help in English. But if you don't feel confident speaking in English, don't let that stop you. There is support in your language. Can you do me a favor before you go, Edenelle?
Sure.
Let's repeat the phrases we practiced in this episode. See if you remember the meaning before hearing the answer. Who is a shoulder to cry on?
Someone who can listen to problems with care and love.
To struggle means?
To have a difficult time.
Withdrawn means?
Means to not want to communicate with other people.
It's time for practice. Try repeating after Alan and Claire. First, we learned ways to ask a friend if they are okay.
I noticed you've been withdrawn.
Is there something wrong?
When you're ready to talk, I'm here.
We also learned how to talk with someone struggling with kindness and empathy.
I'm so sorry you're going through this.
I know how hard it is for you to open up.
I can be a shoulder to cry on.
I wish I could make things better.
And if you are struggling, how to reach out and start a conversation yourself.
I've been going through a rough patch lately.
I feel so out of depth.
I just haven't felt like myself.
It just feels like my world is falling apart.
I feel depressed and anxious.
I need support.
If you're a victim of family violence or know someone who is, you can call 1-800-RESPECT to get help. If you require emotional support, you can contact Lifeline on 131114 or Beyond Blue on 1-800-224636. If you need an interpreter, call 131450. For learning notes and transcripts, visit the SBS Learn English website, where you can also find a quiz to test your listening and understanding skills. And if you want to get in touch with us, reach out on Facebook. We are SBS Learn English. I'm your host, Nikki. Thank you for learning English with me.
Learning English can change your life. Subscribe so you don't miss an episode and visit our website for learning notes and transcripts.